103.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Luwingu man commits a suicide over Lobola dispute case. Government releases funds for road grading works in Mukushi district. And in African news, a South African president says he will not step down after impeachment call. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 35-year-old man of Jeke village in Chief Shimumbi's chiefdom in Luwungu district has allegedly taken his own life following a dispute over unpaid lobola. Northern Province Police Deputy Commanding Officer Charles Zambita says the incident occurred on May 9, 2026 and was reported to Luwungu Police Station the following day. Dr. Mbita explains that preliminary investigations revealed that the deceased, identified as Zango Sawalia, has been married for some time without paying lobola to his in-laws. He added that when reminded that his in-laws were contemplating taking a civil suit into a local court to compel him to settle the long overdue payments, Ngosa allegedly went into nearby bushes where he hanged himself using a wire. The division deputy commanding officer said the police officers who visited the scene ruled out foul play and the body has since been released to the family for burial. Dr. Mbita has encouraged members of the public to seek counseling and support whenever faced with emotional or personal difficulties. He further urged our communities to foster open dialogue and support systems to help individuals cope with life's challenges. Mukushi District Council Chairperson Melson Chilemu says the central government has released the funds of the road grading works in the district. Mr. Chilemu says the works are expected to begin soon, starting with Chibefo Ward, before extending to 15 other wards across Mukushi District. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Chilemu expressed their gratitude to government for the Constituency Development Fund, saying the initiative is helping accelerate development in communities. He also praised government for providing road grading machinery, which he says will improve road infrastructure and enhance service delivery in the district. Mr. Chilemu noted that improved roads will help ease transportation challenges and support economic activities among residents across the district.
So for Mukushi, I can assure the community we are going to grade the Kasansama Road, we are going to grade the Boma School Road, we are also going to grade the from Airtel or Celltel, Gravia, the upper Lucifer to the Gravia, and Ilume Road. Okay? Then we are done with the Chirefa. We have 15 more wards remaining. So the little money we are going to get from the 5 million to grade the roads, we'll grade the 4 roads, then now we'll go into these other wards.
A magistrate in Kapirimpongi has challenged young people to understand that status and academic qualifications are meaningless if they cannot contribute productively to national development. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, Magistrate Benny Akende said that what matters most is how individuals use the knowledge acquired through education to create value for society. Mr. Akende further advised the students studying law to think strategically beyond formal employment by venturing into writing books and other income-generating activities that can create wealth and offer services to the public. He said young people should avoid limiting themselves to professional titles and instead focus on innovation and productivity. The magistrate added that the advice applies to people in all fields of study and professions.
So the same people to do what all those things. That's the training. Let's get to the training. Diploma is the training. Reality is the training. It's a means. Now, it will depend again. You may have all those things, but you fail to make anything. You fail to create a factory of success. See, that's the issue. Now, an African has got a problem. He comes to say, that the status now has to be given money. Then they start stealing everything from the government. You see, because they are mistaken. They are taking that qualification to be an end. It's not an end, it is a means. Now it's giving more trouble now, giving a challenge now that to see what you're going to produce out from that certificate, to see now what you're going to produce, what will come out from it. Those things what you bring out, that's what they call success.
The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism has condemned reported xenophobic attacks targeting African migrants in South Africa. Acting Consortium spokesperson and CPRA Executive Director Clifton Echifue says the intimidation and harassment of fellow Africans violates the spirit of African unity, Pan-Africanism and human dignity. Mr. Chifuwe says that it is worrying that South African authorities have allegedly not acted firmly enough to stop the attacks and protect those affected. He has reminded South Africa that its constitution guarantees dignity, equality and protection from degrading treatment for everyone regardless of nationality. Mr. Chifuwe says that any concerns involving immigration or labor issues must be handled through lawful institutions and not by vigilant groups or angry mobs. He has since disclosed that the civil society organizations in Zambia will deliver a protest letter to the South African Embassy in Lusaka, demanding urgent intervention and protection for African migrants living in South Africa. We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximum. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service.